Well, early guys, now how widespread do you think paternity fraud is? Well, according to some statistics, it's between 0.8% to 30%. But as we know, men are discouraged from getting a DNA test done, mostly by femmes, and also the government doesn't like it either. And you have to ask yourself, what are they scared of? Men are supposed to believe femmes that they wouldn't lie about something like that, when we all know mostly now that femmes lie about everything, and they seem to have no guilt or remorse. I wonder what the statistics would be if DNA tests were mandatory. Of course, that would scare femmes after death. Even today, with all that we've seen, men still aren't getting enough DNA tests, because they don't want to upset the partner they're with. But when you think about it, if a femme commits paternity fraud, she's not only lying to the man she's with, she's also lying to the child. Because the most important thing about a femme is herself. And the man in her life and the child take second place. And even when these femmes get caught with a DNA test and the husband or the boyfriend confronts her, they still continue to lie. Of course, when you think about it, it's one of the most important things in life. And how many of these femmes get charged for paternity fraud? Not very many, is there? There was one case in the UK where she was charged, but that's only because she was claiming benefits. There was no consideration at all how it made the man feel. What does it feel like to bring up a child for 10 to 15 years or whatever, even longer, and then find out the child's not yours? And think about how devastating it is towards the child. Paternity fraud should be a criminal offence. But it's really not, because only femmes can commit paternity fraud. A lot of times it's found out when a medical issue happens and they get tested. Hardly ever does a femme actually admit it without being forced to. And I believe the stats is far higher than they say, because it's a hidden crime, isn't it? The reason why the government doesn't push it is because they probably know it's a lot higher than the stats actually say. And if they can't find the other man to get the money, they'll have to pay. Which, of course, in reality, we all have to pay. And most femmes are against DNA testing to make it mandatory, because it's another get-out-of-jail-free card for them. Because they can be unfaithful and still get away with it. But of course, if femmes are going to lie about something as important as that, which actually is life itself, and they do, then they're capable of lying about absolutely anything. So get a DNA test done, guys. It's not very expensive. And if your femme partner gets upset about it, that you don't trust her, that means you shouldn't have trusted her in the first place. Because the test will just prove your trust in her, won't it? And should make your relationship even stronger. Why would they be against something like that? Something to think about, right, guys? You take it easy now.